with SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is calling out Russian President Vladimir Putin for Russia's relentless attacks on Ukrainian civilians, even as the U.S. countermeasures move into place. Correspondent Jennifer King has more.
At Joint Base Andrews on Sunday, President Trump expressed frustration with Russian leader Vladimir Putin.
I thought he was somebody that meant what he said, and he'll talk so beautifully, and then he'll bomb people at night. We don't like that.
As Ukraine struggles to intercept overnight air assaults, President Trump says the U.S. will sell weaponry to NATO allies that they can then pass on to Ukraine.
During Oval Office comments this morning, the president said he would punish Russia with biting tariffs if there wasn't a deal to end the war in Ukraine within 50 days. The president suggested such levies could feature 100% tariffs. Nine people have died in a fire at a Massachusetts assisted living facility on Sunday.
It happened at the Gabriel House in Fall River, Massachusetts. Fire Chief Jeffrey Bacon.
Crews were met with heavy fire coming through the main entrance and multiple people hanging out the windows, looking to be rescued.
At least 30 people were injured. Family members rushing to the scene to search for loved ones. Audio courtesy WLNE. Many of those rescued were taken to hospitals. The facility houses about 70 residents. The origin and cause of the fire are under investigation. I'm Julie Walker.
A wildfire along the Grand Canyon's North Rim grew rapidly over the weekend and destroyed a historic lodge and visitor center. Firefighters are working to slow down the fire that began on July 4th after a lightning strike. Evacuations have been ordered. On Wall Street, stocks are higher, the Dow up 64 points, the Nasdaq adding 73. This is SRN News. Another indication of trouble in the Church of England.
Leaders of the denomination are looking for a new Archbishop of Canterbury, even as they consider reducing the global power of that office. The worldwide Anglican Communion is threatened with a split because the Western Church wants to embrace the LGBT agenda and other regions of the world do not. Some within the church believe if they weaken the power of the Archbishop in London, it will allow other regions to remain more conservative and preserve denominational unity. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The catastrophic flooding in Texas hit Christian summer camps especially hard. At Camp Mystic, more than a score of people lost their lives. Christian camps have long been cherished for fostering community, self-esteem, and faith in Texas. In fact, there are thousands. They date back to two parallel movements in the 19th century, the revivalist religious gatherings in tents and the fresh air movement after the Industrial Revolution. This is SRN News. Fires in the western U.S.
Wildfires had forced evacuations at two national parks as summer monsoon storms increased lightning chances. Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park in Colorado closed when lightning sparked fires on both rims. Hot, dry, and very windy conditions have worsened fire risk across the west. Firefighters still working to contain a couple of fires while visitors and staff members have been evacuated. Jason Walker reporting.
A click-to-cancel rule, which would have made it easier for consumers to end unwanted subscriptions, has been blocked by a federal appeals court days before it was set to go into effect. New York Yankee Aaron Judge becomes the fastest player in MLB history to reach 350 home runs on Saturday, and it feels inevitable the Bronx slugger will eventually join the 500-homer club. More details at srnnews.com.